This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And it's me, Deb Wolf. It's always me, Deborah Wolf, the host of Animal Party Pet Life Radio all these years, with a growing audience exponentially as the internet does. So if you'd like to advertise, if there's something you think would help people with messy pet houses and cars and shoes and people who like to walk dogs and people who need things for pets inside their homes, then this is the place, because we have a worldwide audience that likes to buy online. And if you do advertise with the show and you send me products, I'll give honest reviews. But let's see. There's so much to talk about today in the pet world. There's been so much news. I don't even know where to start. But I guess I'm going to start with something that was sort of interesting. Vigilante, maybe. People were reporting on a husky that was out in the snow, and they made so many complaints to the SPCA in that region. And I'm not going to say where, because I don't want this to continue. The SPCA had to keep going out and making calls on this dog, because apparently the people were calling saying the dog is always outside. It needs shelter. So the SPCA had gone to this home so many times that finally they made a video of this dog in the snow with access to shelter so that they wouldn't, and they posted it on their own website so they wouldn't get this kind of call anymore. Because basically the dog has a doggy door. You can go in the house at any time. But because he is a husky and it is snowing, he does never want to go inside. And so he's outside playing, and people, honest, nice people, are reporting that the dog's never inside, which is pretty funny. On a related story, people were reporting the same thing about a cat. And this is not cool. A cat was 3 months on a balcony from September to December. 3 months in Ontario, where it's cold. So finally, after many, many complaints, they did investigate, and they told the people they can't leave the cat on the balcony while they go out of town for 3 months in winter in Canada. And so the cat was placed with a relative or friend and is now indoors somewhere. But thank you, people, for paying attention. Thank you. But you got to get your story straight. If a cat is locked outside all winter, that's not good. If a husky chooses to be outside all winter, that is good. That's kind of where their bliss is. So I think it's just interesting to see what people are doing and how much people care, which is wonderful. There were 32 abandoned cats, and, you know, they were abandoned without any kind of note or phone call, and that is a crime. So I'm just giving you some SPCA news around the world. They want you to know that if you need to abandon a bunch of cats or dogs or whatever, and you have no money and you have no other choice, they're not going to fine you. They're not going to charge you. You're not going to have to pay. But you might get charged or fined or have to pay if you just dump these animals, because they can't survive on their own in boxes outside the front door of a place. This is not what you want to do. And predators will figure it out and start preying there. It's really a bad idea. So I want to just tell you, if you can't afford your animals anymore, or the situation's got out of hand because somebody wasn't spayed or neutered and now there's more and more and more and more, you know, just go to the authorities and report it and it'll be okay. They'll help you. Okay, one more thing in the news that I want to talk about before we get a break. And I am going to give you a teaser first, going to give you something to think about. Over the years, I've always liked to give these teasers on my show. And I used to give, you know, trivia questions and facts, but it's too easy to Google. So now I have to think about it the week in advance and try and come up with some really quirky question that you can't Google. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Here's this week's question. What does Bruce Springsteen, the rock star, have to do with Banff National Park in Canada, in the Rockies? What's the connection? Yeah, you can't Google it. You just got to think about it. All right. So one more story for the news, which is really interesting, because I think sometimes when we see the news about war or politics, we don't really think about the animals. And we all know that if a place is bombed or landmined or, you know, destroyed, animals are going to be displaced and homeless and dead, right? We all know that. Injured, die. But, and wildlife and pets, all of it, right? We all know that. But sometimes there's these unforeseen repercussions of war. So here's a situation that's really interesting to me, especially right now because we're heading into Christmas. And you know Christmas and reindeer and Santa. Well, reindeer, that's what they're called in Finland and Norway and places like that. They're called caribou in Canada, same animal. And they travel all around the north. They're the deer of the north. They have this like woolly, thick, white, gray coat, and they can handle the north. And they're very hardy, let's just say. But they can't handle wolves. And so the situation right now, because it's a little bit complicated, but because Russia has been at war with Ukraine and having to recruit soldiers and is no longer paying money for every wolf shot, which it used to. It used to pay a bounty. So people would go out on their snowmobiles and their trucks and whatever all over Russia and shoot wolves because there's too many wolves. So they would shoot them and they would get money from the government for doing that. And now all those men are not doing that. They're too busy. The guns are too busy. Everything is involved in the war effort. So what's happened? The wolves, the population has gotten enormous. And it's decimating the reindeer, the caribou. It's decimating them to the point where Finnish farmers and herdsmen who have raised these herds for generations and generations, this is all they've done. They live off the land. They can no longer make ends meet. They're having huge kills where they go out to their herd and most of them are dead from these wolves that the Russians aren't killing anymore all along the Finnish border. So it's just something so bizarre that I would never have thought of. And normally I'm against killing animals for no reason. But sometimes populations get out of hand, usually because of us, but then sometimes it needs us to fix it. And so that's something to think about as we go to break, as well as the teaser for the day. What is Bruce Springsteen? I mean, what the heck does Bruce Springsteen have in common with Banff? The ski and nature haven, Banff, the provincial park, the nature natural park, one of the world's wonders in the Rockies. Snowy hills and skiing and mountain goats and what the heck? What does Bruce Springsteen have in common with that? Well, I'll tell you later on in the show. Come back after the break to learn on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And I have a bit of a caution for you. This is mostly for the cat owners. Meow, chow meow to all of you. You guys, if you got cats that eat birds and hunt birds, especially cats that maybe aren't so good at it, young cat, old cat, injured cat, cat that used to hunt but doesn't anymore, they may be picking off easy prey. And any cat, really, that wants to hunt birds, you got to think about this right now. Because two cats have died from avian flu from ingesting sick birds in Alberta. And now the second dog has died in Alberta. And this dog was a golden doodle. It was 10 years old, and it ingested a sick snow goose. And they tested, and it tested positive for avian flu, and then the dog died. So keep your dogs, your cats, away from the birds, everybody. Be careful. Avian flu has killed a lot of birds. I think it's in the millions now. of the cull, the voluntary killing of birds by farmers. And just after that was starting to happen again, where I live, where all the chickens are in the Fraser Valley, where we get all our eggs and meat, and we really rely on this to feed the North America, where this is all happening. After that, 4 years later, again, with a big flood, and now barns are flooded and lots of birds died in the flood. And so I think egg prices are going to go up, meat prices are going to go up. And we really have to think about this. This is an issue between America and Canada, where there's a river on the American side, and when it floods both. It floods something called the Sumas Prairie, which is north of Bellingham and right on the border of Canada, the town called Abbotsford. And it floods into Abbotsford, and it floods our main highway. It stops traffic in Canada from getting, it literally just stops traffic dead. And we have to go around and use other highways and causes so much problems. It happened 4 years ago and it's happened again. And we need not tariffs, we need the opposite of tariffs. We need cooperation, because no farmer wants his fields flooded, and no person who eats chicken or eggs wants to have the price go up. Nobody on either side of the border wants to have major traffic jams and huge problems getting commerce and people and everything back and forth. I mean, all the simple things like going to see the lights at Harrison Lake or going across the border, all kinds of things are being held up by these floods. Not to mention 4 years ago when our main hospital in Abbotsford was flooded, like loads of important things get damage when this river floods, and it drowns out. I know all near Seattle and south of Seattle, north of Seattle, all around that area has been hit with the floods too. It's something we have to work on, and we can't just say, oh, you know, it's in the Pacific Northwest, who cares? You got to care, because it's where your food comes from, everybody. So let's work on this so we're not flooded out so much, so we don't have to deal with this all the time. All right, so that's a little bit about our local news. I wanted to give you something happy, something interesting I saw on the internet, which is Gal Gadot, a famous actor. She played Wonder Woman. She's a supermodel, and she's an Israeli. And sometimes I like giving you expressions from other languages, you know, like the way they say bow wow or meow in another language is sometimes really interesting. And sometimes they have these phrases or expressions that involve animals. I've given you a few Croatian ones over the years. I hear them in passing every once in a while and make a note of them because I just love them. The kind of thing like make hay while the sun shines, that sort of thing, which just seems like a quaint way of saying things until you're actually trying to harvest something before the rain comes. And then you realize, oh, that's what they're talking about. Or don't count your chickens before they hatch. Well, you're waiting on a litter of puppies or kittens or a baby or what? Exactly. Now you get that meaning. Uh-oh, everything's up in the air until the birth happens, right? Okay, so here's a phrase that I saw Gal Gadot explain, and it's called para para, which in English means cow, cow, para para. Okay, so cow, cow, what do you think that means? Well, it's when someone's being frazzled or rushing or hectic, and you're cautioning them to take one thing at a time or slow down. Slow down. Be like a cow. Para, para. One thing at a time. Moo, moo. Makes sense to me. Okay, so I want to tell you about a little thing that happened to a family. They were flying from Abbotsford, which is that city I just told you had flooded. Parts of it had flooded. The valley near it had flooded. But Abbotsford is a large city just outside of Vancouver. And it has an airport where people often take quick flights in and around because they're cheaper and easier. And you don't have the hassle of the big giant airport or the commute into Vancouver. Okay, so this family took one of these discount flights from Abbotsford to Toronto, which is one of the main routes. And I've done this myself. It is miserable. Miserable, I gotta say. So Flair Airlines, yes, miserable experience all around. Jam-packed, horrible, horrible. Seats don't recline. Anyway, they chose to fly on this airline, probably because it's a third the price of everything else, which is why I chose it. But when you book, you end up spending more for all the extras they don't include, basic things. And then they have very difficult policies about changing your flight and exchanging and canceling, and you end up You end up spending as much as if you've flown on a proper airline in the end, I found. But okay, so they tried to fly on Flair. As you can tell, this is not sponsored by Flair. I'm not a fan. So they tried to fly on Flair and they got to the airport and they had done everything according to the rules listed on the website. They'd bought their tickets the way they were supposed to, declared everything, get to the airport. There's two adults, one kid and two dogs. And they get told that they cannot fly on that airline. They cannot be refunded, nothing. They just, nope, we're not letting you on, because they are told that the official governmental airway policy of Canada is that one adult per pet or one adult per baby. That's what they're told. So they have to not fly. They have to rebook their flight on Air Canada, different airline, a better airline, but a more expensive airline. And they went to the press with this. And it turns out there are no rules whatsoever. The airline falsely pretended that there were rules. They may have rules themselves, but they're not stated on their website. There's no information about it. So some kind of made up hokey rule stopped these people from flying. When they showed up to the airport with everything they were supposed to, all by the rules they were supposed to, you know, their little pet passports and their proper containers, and you know how much hassle it is to do this. Maybe they medicated their dogs ahead of time. They got a baby. They got two dogs, two adults. They're all set to go. They've done everything right, and they're told they can't fly. So they end up flying on another airline, and the press picks it up, and now Flair is refunding them some of their money. But really, really, I just want to say, if you're flying with pets, make sure you check everything out. Not that these people didn't, but oh my goodness, maybe leave the pets at home and get a pet sitter, or send them to Camp Good Dog, or find something else, because it just seems like so much can go wrong when you travel with pets. In Italy recently, I saw there are airlines that allow you to fly even your big dogs on the plane with you. So that's a whole other level. I'd love to be on that plane ride. I'd love to see a golden retriever sitting in a seat with a seatbelt. It's pretty funny. All right, everybody, we're going to go to break. One more break, and when we come back, I will tell you about Bruce Springsteen and Banff. Can you go see him there singing? Probably not. That's not the surprise. All right, stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem. But the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
You're listening to Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And I did want to give one shout out to, well, not exactly a shout out, but a mention to a woman who lost her life in a dog park. She wasn't there with dogs, she was there with kids. But as I told you, there's been flooding and winds and rain. And she was in this place called Island 22 Regional Dog Park, and a tree landed on her. People were there to help, but the authorities couldn't get in for hours, and the kids were traumatized, and it's just a really sad thing. But it does remind us, and I have to be reminded, I'm really bad at this. I will go out in the forest on the windiest of days and think nothing of it, but it's really not a good idea. Trees do fall, and they do fall on homes, and they do fall on people. And so wherever you are, when there's a weather warning, take it seriously, everybody. Be safe, and be safe with your animals, too. Okay, so what does Bruce Springsteen have in common with Banff? Well, he's big, he's tough, he's cool. And so is his lookalike, who lives in Banff. That's right. Bruce Springsteen has a lookalike that lives in Banff. He's not much of a singer, but he got hit by a train once and he survived. And he's fathered 50% of the offspring in that area. And Bruce Springsteen, well, the boss, as he's called, is a big bear. That's right. We got a bear in Banff Park that is called the boss. And he has fathered 50% of the cubs in the area. So he is the boss. He's one of the oldest bears on record. And they keep track of him. And they've seen him. They've taken pictures of him. He's adorable. And he looks very, very wise. So, yeah, Bruce, maybe you should do a concert in Banff. Yeah. That would be interesting. All right. Okay, everybody. Let's see. I had one thing I want to close the show with is an email I had a while ago that, or a text rather, that I read to you. And so I'm going to try and find it. There it is. Snoop Doggy Dogg, not the rapper, but if you do know the rapper, I want him on my show. He supported Animal Rescue. And I mean, come on, Snoop Dogg. Yeah, I want him on my show. So if you know him, connect me. He can come on the show anytime. All right, so this is a dog called Snoop Doggy Dogg. And he's an F1B Golden Doodle that was born at my place. And the person was writing about how sick he was and how worried she was. At first she said, good morning, would you have time to chat about Snoopy? And then she was saying, I read this to you a few weeks ago, but I'm going to follow up because now we have the answer. So here's the question. He is not himself, and I'm not sure what to do next. It seems emotional, not physical. But he's no longer himself the last 10 days. And she says, he's emotionally listless. He's not eating much. He's clingy. He can't really be alone. He's also distant. He just seems to be not enjoying life. And then I say to her, three things could be happening to cause such drastic change. One is medical health and needs vet to figure out, and this should be ruled out, especially with the loss of appetite. Two, another option is a drastic event that has made him distressed, like a death in the family, best dog friend moved out, divorced, kid off to college, some big change for him. Three, a new neighbor or tenant or new stress in his life causing a fear or a toxin. It could even be a new gardener next door or nearby with new spray or new something, someone did a treatment, something. Something new, pinpoint the day 10 days ago. What is the significance of that date? So then I went on to say, you know, if he's not, I gave her instructions on how to test for dehydration and circulation, and all that was fine. So she did test him. She grabbed the scruff of his neck and let it go and saw it return to normal shape right away. And she pressed on the inside of his gums till they're normally pink and they went white. And then she removed her finger and it went pink right away. So we were kind of ruling out some of the worst things, you know, like toxins and distressing things. But then I said, you know, she says he's still drinking and eating, but not robustly. Anyway, so the thing is, when she figured it out, this is what the answer was. The answer was she had a personal change herself. Not a bad change, but literally the exact day the dog, this sensitive golden doodle, started to act so different was the day that this woman, and congratulations in order, got her PhD. Yoo-hoo! She got her PhD. It was a big day. It was a celebrational day. It was an end to a whole term in her life and a beginning to a new term in her life. And even though she didn't think the dog was even aware of it, he was. He was. She was experiencing changes. And maybe they were changes in how she was behaving or what she was doing or her routines. Maybe not. Maybe it was just her emotional change. Maybe she was just more wistful or thoughtful or less purposeful or it just some kind of change. Anyway, so once she clued in that that was what it was, and it's all gone away and the dog's back to normal and she's back to normal and it's a happy change, not a bad change. But it just goes to show you how sensitive our dogs are. They're like little sponges, total empaths. And if we go down the wrong road, we can end up with huge vet bills when we don't need them. But in this case, I'm happy to say, she said, me too, what a sensitive boy. She said, he's back to himself. It took about 3 weeks, We just gave him lots of love and we went back to a stable schedule. So probably what had happened was the schedule changed drastically and he just didn't know what to make of it. The emotions were different. The attitude was different. The schedule was different. And he was just like, I don't know. And now it's back to normal and he's okay. So if your dog all of a sudden changes dramatically, you really do need to, especially if he's not eating or drinking or his he's dehydrated, circulation problem, vomiting, when he goes to the bathroom, it doesn't look right, or it looks like he's urgently going, or he's going too much or not enough. Same with the cat, going too much, not enough, urgently, trying, can't, making accidents when it didn't used to, not liking to be touched all of a sudden when it used to love being touched, being sensitive in certain areas. I mean, oftentimes it's the ears and it's an ear infection, almost every time. Or it's the underarms and it's mats. You know, I mean, some of these things are just so predictable, but we got to figure it out. You don't want an animal in pain. So mats, for example, if an animal isn't groomed under the arms, eventually, a lot of times, that will tangle. And then it will tear, literally tear the skin. And then they get little blisters and sores, and sometimes that turns into a hot spot or a yeasty mass or dermatitis, whatever you want to call it. Yuck. Stinky. Ouch, hurts, no good. And if it's a little dog being picked up, which they should be picked up by the belly and not by the underarms, but often people do pick them up by the underarms, now you've got a dog who's going to snap when it's picked up because it hurts. It hurts its joints. It hurts its body to have all its weight on those little underarms, but it also hurts the skin where it's so rough and raw. So just clip the hair around there. Just brush it out. If you've got mats, when your dog or cat is very dry, grab some cornstarch like you'd use in the kitchen to make sauce, sweet and sour sauce or something. Grab that stuff, you know, like in your hand, and just with your fingers, work it into the mat. And after a while, you'll be able to just brush it out. Start with the ends and then brush it out. And then clip that hair so it doesn't happen again. I mean, it's really easy to keep these things from festering and becoming a big problem. But if you do have an animal with a sudden change that you really notice is different, especially with a cat, because they try and cover it up, then really you need to see the vet just to make sure. And this lady, because the dog was still eating and drinking, the poops were normal, was still active, didn't have dehydration or circulation. She did wait it out to try and figure out what the problem was. But normally I would suggest go to the vet if you're in doubt, because sometimes it's something really simple, like an ear infection, a sliced open paw, something like that, a stick caught in their mouth, something that can be solved so quickly. And if left, will become a big problem. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio and me, Dab Wolf. Be good to your animals. Ciao, meow.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.